Well, when it came to being God of the world, you could say that God was a little green. God was wet behind the ears. It was learn as you go for God. Now, the dream was, the big dream was that there would be communion. There would be communion between God and the world that God had created. The dream was, the big dream was that there would be a love and a closeness and an intimacy to the common life between God and God's creation. And so God got busy. God sort of made some solar systems, and God strung up the stars in the sky, and God set the moons to spinning. And God thought, this is pretty good. But what God really wanted was someone. Say a special someone. God wanted someone to walk with and to shoot the breeze with and to befriend. And so God sort of rolled up God's sleeves and God sunk God's hands into the dough of stuff. And God made a mud pie. And God breathed into this mud pie, and God made it a mud pie person. And God wanted to be BFFs with the mud pie person. God wanted to hang out with the mud pie person all the time. But the mud pie person thought, oh my gosh, God, get out of my face, okay? This God is kind of clingy. And the mud pie person said, God, can you give me a little space here? And poor God, God is green, you know? God is wet behind the ears. It's learn as you go for God. And God thinks, well, you know, I'm still God after all, and you know, I think I know a little bit better what's good for this mud pie person than it does. And so even if it doesn't want me to be its special someone, it still needs someone, by God. And so God kind of thinks, well, what do I have on hand here? What do I have on hand? What can make this mud pie person happy? And so God goes back and God thinks, well, I did this kind of, you know, poof, make a penguin thing, and so maybe the mud pie person wants a penguin, or maybe the mud pie person wants this panda that I created, which is cute but not really as cuddly as you would think because it'll kill you, and maybe this mud pie person wants a nice platypus, perhaps. And the mud pie person says, no, and no, and no, and God thinks, well, this is not going to be easy with this mud pie person, is it? And so God kind of rolls up the sleeves again, and then God sinks down God's hands into the dough of stuff, and God makes of the mud pie person another mud pie person. Now there's two of them. There's a man and a woman, and God, you know, says, I'm going to take a step back and give you two some space. I'm going to give you two some time to get to know one another, if you know what I mean. But don't worry, I'll be back. And so God gives them some time and some space. And before too long, though, God comes back, and God says, hey guys, hey, you want to hang out? Hey guys. Hey, where are you guys? And what God saw, well, God did not like what God saw. God saw that they had gotten into trouble. God saw that they could not be trusted. The way that God saw it was as if they spit on everything that God stood for. God felt betrayed by these friends and by the bad they had done. And so God said, oh, you get out. Get out of my garden. It's no more fun and games with God for you. How about some hard labor? And then God moped some. God moped. God was green. God was a little wet behind the ears. It was learn as you go for God. And so God moped some. And when God had gotten it together, God said, well, you know, I should go see how these these mud pie people are doing. I should go check on them and, you know, they see how my ex-friends are doing. My ex-friends, who I still really, really, really want to be friends with, go see how they're doing. And so God went out and to see how the man and the woman were doing. And what God saw, it took God's breath away. God was aghast because what God saw was that the sons of the man and the woman, the sons of the one, had killed the other one. And, you know, God is wet behind the ears. God was green, but God turned red. And God said, "Oh, get out of here, you big, bad, poop breath brother killer. Get out of my sight." And then God said, "Okay, God, keep your cool. Keep it together. Okay, take a deep breath, God. Go to your happy place." But before God knew it, before God even knew how it had happened, it was as if the whole world had turned against God. The whole world. And so smoke started coming out of God's nostrils, and God tried counting to ten. Really, God tried, but oh, God ended up just sort of screaming out again, "Oh, I don't want to see any of you again for as long as I live. Get out of my world. I want the whole world to get out of my world." And God really unleashed it there. God let him have it, and God pretty much wiped out everything. And then God sat there, all alone in the mess that God had made. And God said, "Maybe that was a bad idea." God said, "You know, I'm not very good at being God yet. Things go wrong, and all I want to do is run away and be alone and think about how much better it would be if everything went my way." God had a pity party. But after a while, God tried a pep talk. God said, "Get it together, God. Get it together. You've got this. You've got this." And so God decided that the best course of action, the thing would be to find a friend. To find one friend and stick with that friend no matter what. So that even if God were to get angry, God would stick with the friend. And even if God were to be upset with the friend, God would stick with it. And that no matter what, no matter how angry God got, God would never just run away and sulk again or act out like that. So God went looking for a friend, and God found some guy. His name was Abraham, and God said, "Hi, I'm God. I like animals and nature. Do you want to be friends?" Well, Abraham said, "I think I'm washing my hair." And God said, "No. You see, I'm God. I'm God. We can be friends with benefits. Not like that. I mean, I'm a God. I'm God. I'm going to make you my guy. And I'm going to bless your socks off." And Abraham said, "Actually, I don't wear socks. That would be very impractical in this climate, you see." And God said, "I'm going to bless you, silly. I'm going to give you lots of land, and I'm going to give you lots of babies. I'm going to give you all the babies. I'm going to give you oodles and oodles of babies. I'm going to give you more babies than there are stars in the sky and sand on the seashore." And Abraham said, "Well, that's a pretty good deal. Almost too good to be true. What's the catch, God?" And God said, "Well, know, I'm kind of new at being God of the world, and, you know, I'm just sort of getting my feet wet here, and you know, I'm a little green, a little wet behind the ears, and I have these anger issues, and but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Really, I am. And I promise. I promise. I will be the best friend ever, 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 ever. I will be the best friend. And even if you make me really mad, which you probably will, and then I'll still stick with you. And even if I'm upset with you, if you make me upset with you, which you probably will, because I have unreasonably high expectations. You see, I'm still going to stick with you. I'm going to stick with you. And we're going to be inseparable, you and me. Even if you turn your back on me, I will never turn my back on you. So God and Abraham, they shook on it. They shook on it. And their friendship, it was not always easy. God and Abraham, their friendship was not always easy. There was that one time when God blew the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to smithereens. And Abraham said, God, what is this? God, we talked about this. And God said, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And there was that time when God, you know, maybe the insecurity or the clinginess got the better of God. And God said, hey, Abraham, am I your favorite? And Abraham said, yes, God, you're my favorite. And God said, really? Am I your favoritest favorite? Am I more favorite than even your favorite new baby boy? And Abraham said, yes, God, you're my most favoritest favorite, even more favorite than my favorite new baby boy. And God said, prove it. And Abraham said, really? Are we going to do this again? Really? The friendship was not always easy. God and Abraham, their friendship was not always easy, but God stuck with it. God stuck with Abraham, and Abraham, for his part, Abraham stuck with God. The two of them, they stuck it out together. For the better part of thousands of years, the two of them stuck it out together. And it was everything God had ever dreamed of. It was communion with this one whom God had created, and with his children, and with his children's children, and with his children's children's children. It was love and closeness and intimacy, a real, rich relationship. It was everything that God had ever dreamed of. And then one day when God was a little less green and more gray, one day when God had been God of the world for a good long while now, and when God had learned what love is when it's not an abstraction in the mind of God, but what love is when it's lived out, when God had learned that love is sticking with it, that love is being angry but not always acting out, one day the children of Abraham, they saw God looking longingly out at the world. And the children of Abraham, they said to God, God, we're good, right? And God said, oh, God, yes. It's just, you showed me what it means to be God. You made me the God I am. I'm a better God because of you. I am your God through and through. But I think, I think it's time for me to be God to them out there, too. I think I've got this. I think I've got this. And the children of Abraham, they said, well, God, our friendship, our relationship, will this change anything? And God said, I will never turn my back on you. And the children of Abraham, they said, sort of sheepishly, they said, God, will we still be your favorite? And God said, you will be my favoritest favorite.